The next coach in the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 1-1 overall, ranked 11th in the Associated Press poll and Amway Coaches poll. Michigan State hosts Eastern Michigan on Saturday, a noon contest to appear on the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. We're looking forward to getting back on the field against Eastern Michigan this Saturday. We need to bring focus with us as we move forward, and I'll take some questions.
All right, let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, what do you expect to see out of the running game this week coming off the bye week? And ideally, how many players would you like in that running game playing group, if you will, ready to take a carry at any time?
I think, first of all, we're just looking for balance offensively. You know, we don't want to turn the ball over, obviously, and then also have balance between run and pass. I'm not really concerned with the amount of players. I do think, though, that we want to gain experience for our younger players as we move forward, but we're going to play the game to win, so we need to run the ball more effectively, I feel, and so that's a challenge for our football team.
Coach, a big weekend for former Spartan quarterbacks in the NFL, three of them winning games in the NFL, having success. Nick Foles winning last night. He was in the program for a while. How has Michigan State become a destination program for quarterbacks, and what do you think it is that's produced guys that have success in sticking in the NFL?
Well, I think, first of all, they're outstanding young people, with leadership and a great vision, and they also they understand concepts and they're very quick to react, and I think they're playing at the highest level. So, as I said earlier this week, you want to congratulate them on the job that they've done. But in terms of what it says to Michigan State football, I think Dave Warner, who was our quarterback coach when all of those guys were here, with the exception of Drew Stanton, did an outstanding job with those guys. He's now our offensive coordinator. I think we run a pro-style attack. So you're going to run the ball here as a tailback, but also be able to throw it. And we're going to try and pattern it after as much as we can after the NFL in a lot of ways. So I think we attract a high-quality player in the first case. You know, regardless of how many stars are behind his name, that player comes here with the idea that maybe he can play at the next level, and that's proved to be correct.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Rusty Miller with Associated Press.
Hey, Mark, I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about Connor Cook and how he's developed, particularly in the way of that you can rely on him to make decisions on the field.
You know, Connor last year, as I said, in the past weeks, as a guy that earned the quarterback position last year, did an outstanding job in leading us to Big Ten Championship and Rose Bowl, where he was the MVP of both games. This year, he's got 2 games under his belt, and I think he's still growing as a football player. He's leading. He's got a great arm. He's got a quick release. And I just think that my feeling is that he still has room to grow, and that's what's so exciting about this. I think he's a very good player with the ability to be resilient. He can move around the pocket and create plays, and I think the sky's the limit for him.
Thanks.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, 2 games in, how do you feel your team has adapted on game day to the prospects and reality of replacing Max Bulla? Can you talk a little bit about the intangibles that need to be replaced as far as getting the defense lined up, and how you think the candidates at middle linebacker are handling that so far?
Well, first of all, a guy like Max Bulla is tough to end, and Nico Salen and Kyler Ellsworth. Those are 3 guys that are difficult to replace, because not only do they bring obviously ability to the position, but they also bring leadership and experience. So we're 2 games in. As of right now, we're 2 games in on this in this season. So you're going to see a lot of growth here over the next 3 or 4 games, I feel. In terms of how Tawan Jones is playing in there, I think he's been solid. Are there things he can do better? Yes. But are there things Max Bulla could have done better? Yes. So we're always looking for perfection in there, and that's a very controlling position. from a leadership standpoint, I think your leaders grow as you take care of yourself, your leadership tends to grow with confidence in your own playing ability. So this is a long season. As I say, we're two games in. We've sat for a week here and, you know, basically evaluated our performance, evaluated who, what, where, when we made mistakes, that type of thing. And I think that, that there's growth that took place. We played a very good football team in Oregon 2 weeks ago. And I think because of that, there was a great deal of growth. So looking forward to watching our guys play as we continue on. I think John Reske is doing an outstanding job as well. And, you know, he's certainly a guy that's going to play here for us this year and in the future as well. And he's extremely active and a downhill player.
And, Coach, really quickly, defensive line has become a position of strength on the team and the roster. Could this be your deepest defensive line group that you've had so far at Michigan State by the end of the year?
Tough to evaluate that until the end of the year, but I think that it has the makings of that. But, you know, you need to play through all of this and, you know, evaluate where we're at the end of the year, not at the beginning. And I know that's tough sometimes when you're on a press conference, but that's the reality of everything. You know, we've got great, very good football teams left to play. There's going to be a lot of growth that takes place. Guys have to stay healthy, and they have to make plays.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, looking back a couple of weeks, the performance of Marcus Rush against Oregon, 11 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, and a sack. Talk about how he's developed in his career.
Marcus is an outstanding player. You know, he redshirted his first year, and then he started for us all 4 years, 11, 12, 13, and now 14. So he's a guy that's got a lot of experience. He's been at points in a football game points in the game that are going to make or break you. So he has that experience, and I think he's showing a lot of leadership on our football team right now, and he plays with effort. He's an effort guy. He's a guy from Cincinnati Moeller High School that when we saw him come out of high school, that's the kind of production that we thought he would have, a big play type of guy that hustles and plays very well at the point of attack. So can be happy with him.
All right, we got time for one more question for Coach.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks again. Go Green.